Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Ugo Chijitomi, the Eagle, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Eagle Within You. This podcast is aimed at encouraging you, equipping you, and helping you unleash the inner strength, courage that lies within you. And today is my first episode of the year. Hooray! So happy new year, guys. I've been off... off the mic for a bit, I have missed all of you. I've missed recording and believing that no one's listening, but you know, coming to find out that last year I had about almost 20,000 downloads. Can you believe it, guys? So thank you to every one of you that have listened to me in the year 2022. And I'm back with my first episode. And today's episode is just about wishing you the best, but more importantly, talking about how we go about setting our goals and our New Year's resolution for the year. And I know that this is quite important for me to share, because before coming into this work of coaching and being an integrative practitioner, which is a therapist as well, I used to just set goals like mad, right? I used to be so crazy about my goals, but I never wrote them down. That was my first mistake. I never had a vision board. I had everything in my mind, which is good, but it wasn't written down. And so coming up and growing into my self-development, growing into spiritual development, and learning about how to achieve your goals, I've got tips for you guys. First of all, I want to say I really wish you the most happiest 2023. And I hope and I know that this year is going to be your year of soaring even higher. As I share lots of stuff with you on my podcast, I know for a fact that I'm out here to give you so much of me. And me comes with so much love and so much encouragement. And I just hope that you will be able to receive it. That's number one. Number two, I wanted to share about how I used to work before in terms of coming into the new year. I used to be so anxious about the new year, because I will be like, oh my goodness, I want to achieve all of this, and how am I going to go about it? And I would fret and I would worry, and I would have all of these dreams, but they were all clustered and cumbersome in my mind. In fact, when I would draw the picture of my mind before, you know, my journey into transformation before then, when I will draw the picture of my mind, it looked like a bowl of spaghetti, because I had so many dreams, I had so many desires, but I didn't know how to go about them. I didn't know what to go about with, which one to do and where to go. And it was all pulling me in different directions. And I would wake up some days and I would want to do maybe X, because, you know, I found out that everyone was trying to do X. I'm just giving an instance. Or I would wake up and I'd think about, okay, maybe try and do B. So there was just so many things pulling me in different direction. But one of the key things that I realized at that time was I wasn't centered. And that's where my topic for today is coming from. It is beginning to be clear to me that one key component about having a successful life in terms of being happy, fulfilled, and being just all around aware about what I want is to be aligned. Okay, now I'm going to be sharing a key thing about alignment, and I wanted us to understand what I mean by alignment. A lot of us are living our lives from outside in. Okay, so situations happening outside is determining how we feel, how we react. The economy is determining how we feel. The situations happening outside environment determines how we feel. And so because of that, a lot of our goals are set from outside. Okay, we're looking about outside information to feed into us in order for us to churn out our goals, in order for us to turn out our vision, in order for us to turn out our desires. We're looking outside. And when we do that, it's just crazy. Can you just imagine you wake up one day and, you know, there's something happening outside, and because of what's happening outside your environment, what's happening in, you know, outside the world, it determines how you feel. And that was what used to happen to me back before I changed my process and how I was thinking. I started to realize that what mattered the most was my inside, and that what's happening on the inside should determine how I relate to what's happening on the outside. So which means that whatever goals that I have set from the inside, whatever desires that I create from the inside, regardless of what's happening on the outside, it will not move my belief. It will not move my faith that I will still remain strong. Oh yes, okay, it's all right to worry a little bit, but it will not move me because I've already been settled from the inside. So staying focused in alignment. And now what does alignment mean? Alignment is the process of how you feel on the inside that matches what's happening on the outside. Staying in alignment with your spirit, your soul, and your body. Making sure that the goals that you're setting is in alignment with this three part of you. Okay, so I know I talk a lot about spiritual part of you. And anyone who knows me knows that I know, or I believe that we are tri-beings. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we're in a body. So when I'm thinking about setting goals for the year, I'm thinking about what goals am I going to set for my spiritual goals? What goals am I going to set for my physical goals? And what goals am I going to set for my soul? Okay, how am I going to look after my soul this year? And that is the key things that I want to share today, is while you're setting your goals, while you're going out there creating New Year's resolution, and sometimes if you notice, a lot of the times we do not even follow through with our New Year's resolution. We don't complete those New Year's resolution because they're not coming from inside of us. They're coming from the outside world. They're not coming from how our soul feels or how our spirit is in alignment. They're coming from what's happening outside. And so if we want to set goals, or if we want to go about achieving our dreams this year, which I'm going to be sharing a lot about dreams this year, it is for us to know how to connect with alignment, in alignment with our spirit, in alignment with our soul, and in alignment with our body. I think that when I started to think about this, I realized that one of the biggest things that I needed to do was to make sure that I was setting a goal that was coming from my true self. Now, what does that mean? My true self is the self that lives within me. My true self is my spiritual self that knows everything about me. And so I started to wonder that, why is it that a lot of us go out setting goals and we fail? It came down to the real point that we set goals without being in alignment. We set our goals without being in alignment. Let's take, for instance, we desire to lose weight this year. A lot of us probably have that as our healthy goals, which is amazing. You know, we want to look healthier, we want to feel healthier, and we want to lose some weight. When you set goals from that perspective, and maybe you haven't thought about how do you want to feel from the inside, what is it that makes me feel good, then you would realize that you will not be setting the goals on just losing a certain kilograms or a certain pound of weight or whatever number you want to lose. You would focus on the feeling of how you want to feel when you get to that desired goal. That is how you align with your spiritual self and your soul and your body. Because your body is just giving you the result, but your feelings and your spirit and your soul, which is on the inside, is helping you understand if you're closer to the result. So let's take, for instance, we've been talking about losing weight, and you want to lose weight, which is very good. But rather than set yourself, I'm going to lose 20 kilograms, for instance, this year, or I'm going to lose 15 kilograms, for instance, this year, why don't you go about it by saying, I want to feel amazing. And in order for me to feel amazing, I'm going to eat the most healthiest food that I can. I'm going to nourish my body with much more fruits and vegetables. I'm going to drink much more, a lot more water this year, so that my skin can feel nourished and my skin can feel good. Those are the examples of creating a goal that is from the inside. Because if you see the difference is not being measured by the number of what you want to lose, but it's the difference is how would you feel? What is it that you desire? What does your soul want? Your soul wants to feel good. Your soul wants to be happy. And your soul wants to feel amazing. Your spirit is ready to help you do that. So when we go about it that way, we realize that we actually stick with these goals without knowing. That is alignment. We're in flow. We're in flow. That's the word to look out for this year. Stay in flow. How do you stay in flow? We begin to stay in flow by what's happening on the inside and how does it match what's happening on the outside. Is the outside affecting us more than it should? Are we reacting daily on the news outside and on what's happening outside? Are we more reactive? Are we reacting every day? So those are the key questions to ask this year as you go about setting your goals. Another thing that you should pay attention to is, in order to create your dreams this year or your goals, I love to use the word dreams. Another thing you should pay attention to is how are you feeling or what's happening around your environment, okay? Because a lot of us, our environments are going to affect our goals. Our environments are going to affect our goals. Who are we going to be spending more time with? What are we going to be listening to this year? If we realize that everything that we hear, see, touch, and taste finds its way of affecting how we feel and what we produce, then we would realize that we need to begin to guard our environment. Guard who you're with, how you relate to people, the people that are going to be around you this year. I was sharing a lot on social media. Apologies I wasn't here on podcast, but I was on Instagram, and if you want to connect with me, I'm on Instagram. And I, beginning to the end of the year, I shared about dreams, which I will also share on my podcast later this year. But what I was sharing was how we all have dreams. Some of us have dreams that we can remember, which is we're conscious of them. Some of them are unconscious, you know. We've had dreams that we can't seem to remember. They probably in our subconscious somewhere. But this year, in order for you to connect with those desires that you're not even aware about, you have to learn to be still. And to be still means that you have to be aware of your environment, because if there's so much noise, is there so much noise in your environment this year, you won't be able to connect with that inner purpose that you carry, and inner goals and inner dreams. So let's learn to stay still, be mindful of our environment this year, but learn to be still. Okay, because stillness would help us get clarity. One of the key tools that I've used a lot in 2022, and I'm going to share that, I'm hoping to bring somebody in this year to talk to you about it more, but I meditated more this year than last year, 2022. And I saw the difference. It created an amazing stillness in my mind. When everything was going crazy around me, the only place that I felt safe was within me. And so as we go about setting our goals, our New Year's resolution, I want you to think about how to stay still, how to be in flow, and how to stay aligned. Learning that whatever is happening outside of you shouldn't affect what's happening inside of you. The three, I talked about your spirit, your soul, and your body, but one of the ways that you can remember them is to break them down. As you set your goals, break them down into four component parts. These are within the three parts that I've talked about. If you break them down within the four component part, then you know that it would help. So the four components that you can break them down is your spiritual health. How you're going to look after your spiritual health this year. Your emotional health, your emotional being. How are you going to take care of your emotions this year? Your mental health, your mental state. How are you going to look after that this year? And your physical health. How are you going to take care of that this year? I always call this word SEMP. That's simple. It's S-E-M-P. So as you go out setting your goals, think about them in those four categories: your spiritual, your emotional, your mental, and your physical. Both the emotional and the mental are under your soul part. So I've broken it down so that you realize it's still the spiritual, the soul, and the body. But for you to be able to break your goals and know and work from inside, focus on what is it that you desire to achieve in your spiritual health. What do you desire to achieve in your emotional health? What do you desire to achieve in your mental health this year? What do you desire to achieve in your physical health? And once you have those four components, then begin to match them together. How does your physical align with your mental? And how would your mental align with your emotional? And how would your spiritual align with all of you? All of that part. Because once you do that, then you realize that, okay, I can set my goals from the inside. Because the spiritual health, your emotional health, your mental health, they're all inner work. They're all your inner work. A lot of us have some inner work to do, deep healing to do. Again, I'm going to be bringing some segments on how to heal emotional traumas, childhood traumas that you must have had, that must have occurred in our lives one in the past. Now, why have I talked about that? Because if you're not healed from the inside, then you can't really be able to feel whole, to feel in alignment in order to achieve that big goals that you have. So a lot of us have got to start our emotional work, our mental work, mental healing, and going up and being intentional about healing that part of us. So as I leave you today, I leave you with four key components that you need to focus on in order to create your dreams or your goals from the inside. And one of it is your spiritual health. The second is your emotional health. The third is your mental health. And the fourth is your physical health. Find things that makes you feel good from the inside. How do you want to feel? How would you know that you've achieved your goals when you get to the end of this year, 2023? set your goals, but be in the future. Think about it. How am I going to be feeling on the 31st of December 2023? Would I have looked back and would I have, you know, taken care of my mental health, for instance? There's so many things to do to take care of your mental health. So many things to do to take care of your emotional health, your physical health, and your spiritual health. I'm going to be sharing a lot about that, because in order for us to be in alignment, we've got to take care of this part of us. A lot of us are focusing only on the outside, that we let the inside suffer. We don't take care of our inner being, our inner soul, our spiritual part of us. And so, as I leave you today with my first episode, I will be back. And it is always me here, your chief encouraging officer. It is I, your chief encouraging officer today. And it's been lovely coming back here and just sitting down and talking to you. If you want to connect with me, please find me on social media. I'm on LinkedIn as well. I'm quite active there. I'm growing on that as well. So you can find me on LinkedIn as ugo.chijitomi. You can also find me on Instagram as ugo.chijitomi. And I've got a website now, so you can always find me on my website as www.ugochijitomi.com. Send me a message. What do you want me to hear? What do you want to hear today? What do you want me to share about? I mean, this year, I want to connect more with most of you. I had 20,000 downloads, so I need to know who those 20,000 people are. So, connect with me if you can. There's more this year. Send me messages. What you'd like to hear more about. And also, I will be bringing guests. So, if you've got any preference of type of guest that you would like to hear or see on my podcast, then shoot me a mail or connect with me and let me know who you'd want me to bring on. But until then, I definitely love you. Stay blessed and stay encouraged. I will be back next week as we talk more about our dreams and our goals. And I love you. Bye. Take care now. It's Ugo, your chief encouraging officer.